I first discovered this bill back in January, I think it was, when I started working on it. And a local county official retired and then was rehired like the next Monday, collecting his retirement and then hired right back on. And immediately, this was put on the front page of a newspaper, and I had several constituents call me the very next day saying, hey, this is wrong. It's just flat out wrong. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out, you know, this just doesn't make a lot of economic sense. We can't retire, then rehire in the private sector. So you kind of wonder, you know, why are we doing this in the public sector? And I think they're doing it because they can.
But the school districts, the cities, they say that this saves money.
Well, they say it saves money, but every dollar that goes into that system comes from the taxpayer ultimately. And every time somebody does retire, rehire, or what's known as double dipping, they're taking a job away from somebody else. You add up the total dollars, it's not saving anybody any money. It's costing the state into the billions of dollars every year because of the large amount of people that are doing it. Now, if you're one of the people that's taking advantage of this, you're going to say, oh, yeah, this is a great program. It most certainly is for those people that can use it. But the 90% of the people that don't use it and can't take advantage of it, they're paying extra. And like I say, every person that is retired, then rehired, is taking a job away from somebody else. It's costing us two jobs.
Do you hear that from a lot of people that say, you know what, I'd like to move up the ladder, but I can't because this person retired and then was rehired?
Sure. And the school system side, kind of say, well, they have experience. Well, how do you think new people get experience? It's getting those jobs and building up that experience. The state just can't afford to pay a retirement and a salary at the same time. Retirement is just what it says. It's for when you retire. If you're retired, I'm working hard to make sure every state employee has a valid retirement. The system is unsustainable the way it is. This is a mighty big hole in the dam that we have to plug.
Well, there seems to be a reluctance, though, among the legislature, among lawmakers, to actually look at this issue of retire, rehire. Why is that?
Well, there are several, actually maybe in the teens, number of lawmakers that are taking advantage of this. And, you know, I don't fault anybody statewide for following the law, and that's exactly what they were doing, is following the law. However, the law has to be changed. And it's the legislator's fault if we don't get out there and change the law to make a sustainable retirement system.